All right, do, please do. We want you to entertain us. All right, do, please do. We want you to entertain us.
It's Phoneboy Speaks, and this is episode 590. And I'm going to talk about gamification. And the idea with gamification is people are using it to, of course, encourage certain kinds of behaviors. And Foursquare was a great example of this before they made the recent changes and split out the application into this thing called Swarm, which is for the check-in part, and Foursquare's for location data and stuff like that. So now, gamification can be a good thing, right? And the idea is to take some activity and turn it into a game and incentivize people to do certain things. And I don't know, if you're personally choosing to gamify, say, like your weight loss regimen or your exercise regimen, I personally don't see a problem with that. But, you know, companies could use this for bad as well. I mean, because it's encouraging people to take a specific course of action. If you're looking for creativity, maybe that's not the way to do it. But it's, you know, yeah, it's really what it is. I mean, and what this author says is that it closes down possibility rather than opening it up. It's behavior control. And it's like, you know, there's lots of other things that could be behavior control. But you have to be aware this is going on, right? That something that kind of looks like a game, maybe they're trying to encourage you to use it. I mean, certainly in the early days, I used Foursquare kind of addictively to check into my local Starbucks. And when I realized what I was doing, I'm like, you know, I don't really want to do that. And so I'm almost kind of thankful at the changes that they made to break out the Swarm app and take away most of the gamification, or, you know, kind of mute it a little bit. I was, you know, I think initially my response was, what? They took this stuff out? And I realized after I realized that gamification is kind of a form of behavior control, and I don't necessarily want to be controlled. This is something that happens. So, you know, the only thing I can tell you as, you know, in this case is just watch out, right? Note that these techniques are in play and may be encouraging you to behave a certain way. And so just be aware of them and understand that you do have the power to say no to them for the most part. And so I recommend you do so when it's not serving your best interest. As I say, for personal reasons, right? Gamification of your weight loss or exercise or something like that may not be a bad thing, but for everything else, it can be kind of dangerous. And so just be aware that it's out there. Now, you'll notice that this particular podcast has some music in the background. It is something I may do a little bit more often. This is, I'm obviously not talking about music in this podcast, but GX2 on the No Agenda show does these great mixes, or has done a number of them over the years. And, he makes them available, you know, sort of free to use however you want. And so it may be good something that's not just my voice to listen to. And yeah, there's occasional samples from the No Agenda show or whatever in it, but they're decent tracks. And even though I'm not a techno person, they sound pretty good to me, so I'll go with them. But anyway, I hope you enjoy this. If you think the music's too distracting or whatever, let me know. And, you know, I'm not opposed to doing it. I'm not like wedded to the idea of doing it, but I wanted to try something a little different for maybe a few episodes and see how it works. But talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.